Hi, this is Dan Sheridan with CrossAndThrone.com. We are in Paul's letter to the Romans, and we are now in chapter 3, and I'm going to read verses 5 and 6. But if our unrighteousness commend the righteousness of God, what shall we say? Is God unrighteous who taketh vengeance? I speak as a man. God forbid, for then how shall God judge the world? Now, if you remember that in these verses, Paul is anticipating Jewish questions to what he had been teaching in chapters 1 and 2. And now here in verse 5 and 6, we can sum it up by saying this. A Jew would be asking, in essence, since, as in the case of David and Bathsheba, God's righteousness is magnified, as we saw in verses 3 and 4, shall we say that God is not just in judging us? And Paul's response, obviously, is God forbid. And then he asks the Jew a searching question in answer to his question. And he says this, how shall God judge the world? Now, this is a question that we need to ponder. The Jew would say from his own scriptures that God would judge the world for their ungodliness. And we read that all throughout the Old Testament. But the problem with the Jewish man is he would not apply the judgment to himself. Remember, in chapter 2, they judged the Gentiles while they did the very same things themselves. Read Romans 2 once again to find that out. But remember, God will judge man for his works. In Acts 17, verses 30 to 31, the apostle of the Gentiles says this, and the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent, because he hath appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness. That was the question Paul asked in Romans 2 here. How shall God judge the world? We read it here. He will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men, and that he hath raised him from the dead. And now we come to verse 7 and 8, and we read this, for if the truth of God hath more abounded through my lie unto his glory, why yet am I also judged as a sinner? And not rather, as we be slanderously reported, and as some affirm that we say, let us do evil that good may come, whose damnation or judgment is just. Now the Jew here again is essentially saying, if God's truth is magnified by my lie, which leads to his glory, why should I be judged just like these Gentiles are judged? Now Paul again responds by saying that he was slandered. Now notice Paul doesn't really answer the question because it's not worthy to answer. So he responds by saying this, why don't we just say, as those who slanderously reported, that man should do evil that good may come? And he says, whose judgment is just. Now, the fact that man committed evil and God has brought good out of it, it is true. It is true without sin we would not know a Savior. But man himself can never excuse sin. Man can never call evil good or good evil. Man is not God and he can't try to play God. Paul concludes by saying that anyone who says that we should do evil that good may come deserves to be judged. But notice that when Paul preached grace, this is something to ponder, how man responded to it. His message taught that God justifies sinners, and man abused that teaching. He was so clear on grace that his enemy said that Paul was telling us to sin that good may come. Of course, Paul never said that, but he was so clear on grace that people thought that's what he said. And remember this, if you proclaim Paul's gospel clearly, people will say the same things to you. They will say, you're teaching us that we can do evil, that good may come. Of course we're not. We're saying man has already done evil. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God, and God justifies man freely, gratuitously, by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. This is Dan Sheridan with CrossAndThrone.com. We'll talk to you again next week. Have a great weekend.